I want to take this opportunity to welcome you to this week's virtual drasha and to thank our sponsors for this week, Brian and Shoshi Panzak, for dedicating the drasha memory of Brian's mother, Freida Bas Moshe. We hope that in the merit of our Talmud Torah, Neshama have an aliyah and the family in Nechama. We have the incredible privilege to read Parshas Ki Tzetzi this week. And in this week's parsha, the Torah begins with a fascinating halacha. The Torah writes the opening pasuk in the parsha, Ki Tzetzi L'Mechama Aleibecha. If you go out to war against your enemies, Hashem will give over your enemies into your hand. Hashem promises the soldiers, the army, success. Vishavisa shivyo, and you will take captives. The Torah then launches into an exhaustive discussion regarding the halachos of the Yifas Toar, which literally translated the beautiful war bride. And the Torah discusses that if the Jewish soldier sees a Gentile woman who is captured in war and desires to take her as a wife, there's a process that must be undertaken. He can't just take her. She doesn't become his property. He can't just have his way with her because she's a captive. But there's a process. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want the soldier to do this, as Rashi already points out. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want the soldier to do this. In fact, Rashi says, Lo dibra Torah ela kenega yetzahara. The Torah only allowed this in order to counteract, in order to serve as a countermeasure against the Yetzahara, the evil inclination. What does this mean? Shim inach Kadosh Baruch Hu matira yisa'ena be'iser. Because Hashem in the Surah, this is really quite fascinating. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows us better than we know ourselves. So God knows that there are certain things He could forbid and we will adhere. So if He tells us don't eat non-kosher food, we won't eat non-kosher food. Don't wear shatnez, we won't wear shatnez. Don't go ahead and violate the Shabbos, won't violate the Shabbos. But then there are other things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu understood that if He tells us we can't do it, we won't be able to muster up the restraint. So apparently one of those instances is the soldier. The soldier goes out to war, and in order to be an effective soldier, perhaps he has to unleash some of those animalistic instincts that are normally kept in check during times of peace. Once those are unleashed, it's difficult to kind of reclaim them. It's difficult to put the genie back into the bottle. And so he sees a woman who he captured, he desires her. HaKadosh Baruch Hu understood if we tell the soldier you can't have her, he's just going to take her anyway. So instead, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did is give the soldier a permissible path towards being with this woman. You desire her, you want her to be your wife, you want her to be a part of your life, fine. There's a process you have to undergo. Now, to be clear, the Torah frowns on this process. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want it. Because remember again, what happens afterwards? There's a number of sequential pieces to the parasha. Right after this, talks about the fact that if a man has two wives, one who he loves, one who he despises, how could you ever have a wife that you would despise? So again, Chazal understand it's a flow. You shouldn't marry this woman. This woman, this Yifas Toar, this war bride, is a bad idea. But if you decided you have to go through with it, fine. Just know it's not going to work out well. And what's the section right afterwards? Ben Sorma, the rebellious son. Where does the rebellious son come from? Chazal trace it back. The rebellious son comes from this marriage that should have never happened to begin with. But nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands our limitations. He understands that there are things that he could forbid and we will adhere, and other things that we simply will not be able to resist the temptation. So the dibra Torah ela kenega yetzahara. The only reason why the Torah outlines a process for the soldier to marry the war bride is because if he doesn't outline the process, the soldier is just going to commit a sinful act. So in order to prevent that from occurring, HaKadosh Baruch Hu paves a permissible path towards marriage with this woman, but of course still very clearly articulating that this is not the right path for the Jewish soldier to take. In the Sfarim, in Hasidic literature, they understand this phrase of Rashi, Lo dibra Torah ela kenega yetzahara, as a much bigger hashkafic statement. In fact, already from the Baal Shem Tov, we see, Ki seitze la milchama aleivecha is a metaphorical statement. When you go out to war against your enemy, who is the greatest enemy? And therefore, again, the Baal Shem Tov writes, he says, Koi amilchemes hayetzer hatov im hayetzer hara. It refers to the ultimate battle, the battle between my good inclination, my yetzer hatov, and the battle between and my yetzer hara, my evil inclination. Ki seitze la milchama aleivecha. When you go out to war against your enemy, the enemy being the yetzer hara, the enemy being not an external enemy, but an internal enemy. Because we all have an internal enemy. The truth is, many of us have internal enemies, multiple spiritual emotional wars being fought on multiple fronts, all simultaneously, all major battles. Kiseitzei lemelchama alayvecha. When you go out to war against your enemy, against the Yetzer Hara. And interestingly enough, the Lubavitcher Rebbe, when he comments on this, so before we get to Lubavitcher Rebbe, so in general, in most of the Svarim, the message is profound, which is, you must go out to war against the Yetzer Hara. You know, a lot of times in life, we have things which are deficient inside of us. I have weaknesses, I have frailties, I have deficiencies. So generally, I don't want to deal with them. So I pretend like they don't exist, I ignore them, and I just kind of move on with my life. And here the Torah is giving us an incredible mandate, says the Baal Shem Tov and many of his Talmidim. You have to engage your Yetzer Hara. You have to do battle against your Yetzer Hara. You have to go out to war, to active war, against the deficiencies and the weaknesses that I possess. Because if I don't, what happens? What happens if a country has an enemy at its borders, and every day that enemy comes a little bit closer? You could ignore it one day, you could ignore it another day, but if you keep on ignoring it, ultimately that enemy will be at the gates of the castle. That enemy will be in your capital city before you even know what happened. Kiseitzei lamilchama alayvecha. If you know that there are things that are broken inside of you, if I know that I have weaknesses and deficiencies, don't wait until the enemy is at your gates. Go out and engage. Kiseitzei lamilchama alayvecha. Go out and engage the enemy. Be proactive in addressing my faults. I must be proactive in addressing my deficiencies. Don't wait until the problem is a glaring problem that cannot be ignored, but deal with it now while it's still manageable. Deal with your Yetzer Hara while it's still a little bit distant and it hasn't overtaken the entirety of who you are and what you are. And this is so, in and of itself, is so profound, because human nature is that generally we don't deal with problems until they are glaring. How many times does a couple see that their marriage is in such a terrible state? And you know, marriages do not deteriorate overnight. They don't. Instead, they slowly atrophy over time. I realized there was a problem years ago. I just chose not to address it. So now there's a crisis. Should we stay married? Should we get divorced? Should we be together, go our separate ways? So now in this crisis, now I have to address it. How many times do we see our children engaging in negative behaviors and then we just ignore it, we look the other way? Or, you know, as unfortunately, we live in a time where parents are scared to parent their children. Every parent is afraid of causing their child to go off the derech, as if discipline is a bad thing for a child. So I ignore this, I ignore that, and then I hit a crisis point. My child, Rahman al-Islam, is engaging in terrible behaviors, destructive behaviors, harmful behaviors. And I can't believe, where did this happen? I know where it came from. I saw this happening a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago. But now it's crisis, and now I have to act. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, don't live a reactive life. Don't wait until the crisis is so acute that you have no choice but to take decisive action. Go out and engage the enemy. The goal in healthy spiritual living, the goal in healthy relationships, is be proactive in addressing the weak links. Be proactive in addressing that which is broken. Be proactive in confronting the problems. Don't wait until there's a major crisis. Don't wait until there's a major blow, because often when you're in crisis mode, you know, crisis mode, the most you could do is put out a fire. It's difficult to solve a problem when you're in crisis mode. Kiseitzei lemelchama alayvecha. I know that I have a Yetzer Hara. I wish I only had one. I have multiple Yetzer Haras. I know that I have multiple deficiencies. There are so many things broken inside of me. So I have a choice. I could let them fester, and I could let my soul decompose inside of me to a point that it becomes an acute crisis, and then I'll take action. Or I could be proactive. I could be proactive, go out and engage the enemy. Identify what's broken, identify what's wrong, identify what's in disrepair, identify what's not working properly. Go out and engage and fix. But the Lubavitcher Rebbe, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, makes a startling observation. And he says, Rashi has another comment here. And Rashi says, B'melchemes Rishos HaKosov Medaber. Interesting. Rashi says there are two types of wars. There's what's called the Melchemes Mitzvah, which is an obligatory war, and the Melchemes Rishos, which is an optional war. An obligatory war is one that is commanded by God. For example, the war against Amalek was an obligatory war, an optional war. Well, the king could choose to send out the army. The king has to consult with the Sanhedrin, the high court, the Urim and the Tumim, the breastplate of the Kohen Gadol with God. And he could get permission from the Sanhedrin, from God, to go to war. David HaMelech did this. David HaMelech fought many quote-unquote optional wars to expand the territories of Eretz Yisrael. They're not mandated wars. They're not obligatory wars. The Melchemes Rishos. How do you know which is which? Very simple. In a Melchemes Mitzvah, you have to obliterate the other side. For example, Amalek. The war against Amalek is a Melchemes Mitzvah. And therefore, you have to wipe out the nation of Amalek in its entirety. The Torah over here in the beginning of Parashas Kisetzi is talking about a situation where you're going out to war and you're taking captives. If you're taking captives, then by definition, this is what's called a Melchemes Rishos. This is what's called an optional war. An optional war, because in a mandatory war, there are no captives. In an optional war, you could take captives. And the Lubavitcher Rebbe says something absolutely amazing. He says, what do we learn from this statement? The Melchemes Rishos HaKosov Medaber, with the optional war the Torah is discussing. So the Rebbe wants to understand this phrase through the prism of Kisetzi the Melchama Aleivecha, representing the war against the evil inclination. So the Rebbe says something amazing. He says the war against the evil inclination, the war against the Yetzer Hara, is not a Melchemes Mitzvah. It's not an obligatory war. It's a Melchemes Rishos. It's an optional war. You'll say, what? Craziness. Of course it's a Melchemes Mitzvah. It's an obligatory war to do battle against your Yetzer Hara, to do battle against your lust, your desires, your weaknesses, your deficiencies. That's a mitzvah. That's obligatory. The Rebbe says, no. Rashi says it, going to war against your enemy, going to war against your internal enemy, going to war against my oyev, my yitzhar hara, that's a melchemes rishos. It's an optional war. What's the pshat? So the Rebbe says something amazing, and I'll quote you. He says, sheyesh beis ofanim beber v'achnos yitzhar hara. The Rebbe says, because in reality, there are two different ways in which a person could vanquish their Yetzer Hara. Aleph, b'derech milchama, war, and beis, b'derech menucha, in a quiet way, in a tranquil way. What does this mean? So the Rebbe goes on, he explains something incredibly beautiful. He explains that you could go ahead and vanquish your Yetzer Hara through direct conflict. I could decide, you know what? I've identified what's broken inside of me. I've identified what is deficient. I've identified everything that is just not good, that's broken inside of me. And I've made the conscious decision, now that I've identified, I'm going to war. I'm going to battle. I'm going to confront these things that are not good festering inside of me. I'm going to purge myself of these things. I'm going to war. But says Lubavitcher Rebbe, sometimes it's too difficult for me to go ahead and engage my negativity. You know, I may have things inside of me that are broken, and they're broken for a variety of different reasons. Sometimes they're broken because I broke them. Sometimes there are broken things inside of me because other people broke them. And sometimes in life, it's too painful for me to directly interact and to acknowledge that which is broken and deficient inside of me. Sometimes there are things that are broken, and it's very complex as to why they're broken, as to how they're broken, or into which the ways that brokenness manifests itself. And sometimes, if you force me to confront that which is broken and deficient inside of me, I'm going to say, no, I can't do it. It's too painful. It's simply too painful, and I'll back off. I'll go the other way. I'd rather live with mediocrity than have to go ahead and confront the pain, the trauma, the brokenness that is inside of me. And the Rebbe says it's okay, because sometimes I'm not ready to confront the enemy within. Sometimes I'm not ready to confront the brokenness inside of me. So how do you combat? How do you become a better person? And the Rebbe here says something incredible. He says, sometimes you could just bombard yourself with positivity. Overwhelm yourself and overwhelm your life with good and positivity. So what the Rebbe says is that sometimes if you build yourself up in a positive way, that gives you the strength to then confront your inner demons. Essentially, the Lubavitcher explains there are two different kinds of people. There are some people that have no problem with frontal conflict, direct war. I know my demons, I know what's broken, I know what's deficient, and I am ready to do battle. And there are some people who just can't do that for a variety of different reasons. So they need a bit of a circuitous route in order to confront the enemy within. First, build yourself up with positivity. Engage in good things. Learn more Torah. Daven with more kavana. Do more chesed. Engage in more mitzvos. Be better in your ben adam l'chaveiro. Be better in your ben adam l'makom. Build yourself up with positivity. Build your self-esteem. Build a healthy sense of self. Give yourself value. Remind yourself that you are a good person despite all of your deficiencies. And then when you build yourself up enough, then you'll find the courage to confront your demons. Then you'll find the courage to wage battle against the enemy within. See, the goal is the same, says the Rebbe. The goal is, at some point in time, confrontation is a necessity. You know, there are some people who are conflict averse, and being conflict averse is very good. It's an excellent mead. It's the mead of Aaron HaKohen. But no matter how conflict averse you are, at a certain point in time, at least personalistic confrontation is necessary. You could avoid conflict with other people. That's definitely possible. Tava alecha bracha. If you figure that out, please let me know. But you can never avoid conflict with yourself. At a certain point in time, you have to enter in. You have to introspect. You have to enter in inside of yourself. You have to go to battle against your enemies. It's a necessity in life. Because if you don't, you stagnate. If you don't, you remain mediocre. If you don't, you just remain rooted in place. So everyone has to go to battle at some point in time with my enemies within. Where at some point in time, I must confront what is broken, I must confront what is deficient, and I must figure out a way to fix it. The Shiloh, the only question is, are you ready for that now? Or do you first need to build yourself up with greater positivity, a greater healthy sense of self, feel good about yourself, generate holiness within yourself, remind yourself that you are worthwhile, remind yourself that you are holy, remind yourself that you are good despite all of your shortcomings? Do you need to build yourself up in order to have the confidence to go to war with the enemy within? The goal is the same, says the Rebbe. It's just different approaches work for different people. And I think as we come to Chodesh Elul, and we really begin the process of trying to figure out how to become better people, because isn't that what Chodesh Elul is all about? Isn't that what life is all about, right? The goal is not to do more mitzvot. The goal is not to learn more Torah. And the goal is not to daven with more kavanah. Those are not goals. Those are means. My goal is to become a better person. My goal is to become a more beautiful Tzelem Elokim, or a beautiful image of God. My goal is to allow my neshama to speak with a louder voice in my life and in this world. That's my goal. We all want to become better people. And what the Torah Kedosh is teaching us is that the way to become a better person is not really by doing more stuff. The way to become a better person is by confronting your enemy within. Is to find the courage to identify that which is broken, to find the courage to identify that which is in state of disrepair, to identify it, to wage battle against it, which means to fix it, to fix the stuff that is broken inside of me. Isn't that the entire essence of life? And isn't that what Chodesh Elul is all about? This is why David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Sur Meira V'Yaseh Tov, veer away from evil and do good. The first step, it's hard to gain real traction in life if you don't identify that which is broken, if I don't identify the enemy within. See, if we think about it, a lot of times why we don't make traction, where we don't get real traction in life is because we all love taking stuff on, right? It has like that new mitzvah smell, that new Kabbalah smell. It's fantastic. It's something new. It's exciting. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. And fantastic. And then it lasts for whatever it is, a week, 2 weeks, a month, 3 months, 4 months, not usually past that. Because if I don't confront the enemy within, if I don't face down my internal demons, if I'm not honest about what's broken and what's in a state of disrepair and what's deteriorating inside of me, I could take on anything and everything, but I'm not going to get far. Kiseitse la melchama alaivecha is the avoda, is what we must do during Chodesh Elul, to identify the enemies and to figure out a strategy to finally neutralize them. For some of us, direct conflict is the way we're going to do it. We're going to just, I'm ready. I'm ready to go ahead and remove all of the layers. I'm ready to stop engaging in self-deception. And I'm ready to be honest with myself about myself. I'm not having this conversation with anyone else. Me. I'm going to sit down. I'm going to have a conversation with myself about myself. And I'm ready for real cheshbon hanefesh. I'm ready to take stock. I'm ready to identify the demons, that which is broken, and identify, create a plan for how to address them, how to overcome them, and how to build on them. But for some of us, I'm not ready for that level of introspection. I'm not ready for that level of personalistic honesty yet. I can't do it for whatever the reason. And my dear friends, there are many good reasons. A person who can't do this, it's not because they're lazy. It's not because they don't care. It's because a lot of times the things that are broken inside of us are broken because of real hardship, are broken because of trauma, are broken because of difficulty, are broken because, yes, sometimes I broke them and sometimes other people broke things inside of me. And it may be way too painful to access that now and to deal with that now. Okay. B'milchemes reshos hakasov medaber. Torah speaking about milchemes reshos, you don't have to go to battle. If you need to start out with positivity, if you need to first build yourself up in order to find the self-confidence and self-worth to go ahead and then go out to battle against your enemies, that's absolutely fine. Either path is fine, but you have to choose a path. Whether it's the path of direct conflict or it's the path of infusing and bombarding myself with incredible good and positivity, doing good things to build up my self-worth, my self-value, so that then I have the courage to confront the enemy, you have to choose a path. It could be milchama, or it could be menucha. It could be war, or it could be a more peaceful approach. But you have to choose a path. This is the avoda parshas Kiseitse, and this is the avoda of Chodesh Elul. May we find the strength to A, choose a path, and to B, see that path to completion. Because a lot of times in life, we start on something and we give it our all, but then we kind of run out of gas before the journey is complete. May we find the koach to not only begin the journey, but in Mirtz Hashem, complete the journey. And whether your journey is one of menucha or your journey is one of milchama, may HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us all the siyata dishmaya, the strength, the courage and the wisdom to see the path to its end, and in Mirtz Hashem find the courage to confront that which is broken, but more importantly, the ability to fix it, heal it, and build upon it. Wishing everyone a good and Erev Shabbos and a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh.